On March 26, 2013, the U.S. Supreme Court heard oral arguments on the Proposition 8 case. Proposition 8 was a California ballot proposal considering a state constitutional amendment that was passed in November of 2008 state elections that defined marriage as sanctionable only by the state between a man and a woman. In that 2008 vote in California, 52% voted for the proposition which defined marriage. It was a 79% voter turnout in the state. So it was a good voter turnout, and it was definitely will of the people. So at the time, which was 5 years ago, the will of the people in California said that only men and women should be able to marry. Well, a lot has changed in 5 years. The overwhelming percentage of Californians and Americans now disagree with Proposition 8. They do believe, by margins of sometimes 58% to 42%, that gay people should have the right to marry. However, 38 states in the United States have laws on their constitution that deny gays the right to marry. In California, a United States District Court overturned Proposition 8 in August of 2010. They said it violated the Due Process Clause and the Equal Protection Clause of the 14th Amendment to the Constitution of the United States. In 2012, a Court of Appeals affirmed the lower court's decision. The next step in defense of Proposition 8 would have been the U.S. Supreme Court. The U.S. Supreme Court has a rule of five. If five justices take on the case, then the court will hear the case. Well, they did decide to take on the case. And that is exactly where we are at. The oral arguments were yesterday. The final decision will be rendered probably by June. And at the basis of this decision is that the Supreme Court has to decide if the state of California can define marriage as between a man and a woman. And if they do define marriage between a man and a woman, does that then violate the Equal Protection Clause and the Due Process Clause of gay individuals protected under the 14th Amendment to the Constitution? Now, an interesting note to make here is normally the state of California would defend Proposition 8. However, in this case, the governor and the state legislature is in opposition to Proposition 8. So the backers of Proposition 8, who pushed the bill originally, are defending it in front of the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court does not have to make a Plessy or a Brown decision. In fact, they probably won't. They probably will do something gray in between. And so what will come out of this is probably not a pure support for the rights of gays to marry, or a pure support for the institution of marriage staying between a man and a woman. The answers will probably be somewhere in between and not so clean as was Brown versus Board or Plessy versus Ferguson. However, we will see, and it has brought the issue into the forefront where it belongs, and it does pit, again, the rights of due process and equal protection for an individual under the 14th Amendment against the state's right to set its own laws. So again, it is 10 versus 14 as it was in the civil rights movement.